Dirty Projectors from our feature album, Lamp Lit Throws Breakthrough. Don't you just feel so much better after hearing that track? I know I certainly do. 14 minutes past 8 here on 2SER Breakfast. Now, movie reviews for the last few weeks have sounded a bit different. Michael Jones has been off travelling the world, but never fear, he is back. He is back in the country and he is back with a new movie for us to take a look at. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. I hate a dirty projector.
I love them.
It smudges and makes it hard to see the film.
But I didn't get it. I was slow on the uptake there.
Well, you got it now. It's okay. Yes, I've been seeing a few films while I've been away and some before I went away, and I saw this one at the Sydney Film Festival.
Oh,
it's called Whitney.
Whitney? I thought you were going to say I saw it on the plane.
No, not at all. gee whiz, you see some dodgy films on planes. No, Whitney, this is a documentary about 80s, 90s pop culture, icon, phenomenon, biggest star in the world, probably in 93, 94, and only to become like a human punchline by the early 2000s, Whitney Houston. This documentary is written and directed by Kevin MacDonald, who also directed The Last King of Scotland. Now, only this time last year, I was sitting in this very studio, possibly in this very chair, talking about another Whitney Houston documentary, Nick Broomfield's Whitney, Can I Be Me? But unlike Nick Broomfield's documentary from last year, this year's Whitney comes with family approval. Though how happy they are with the finished product is anyone's guess after certain allegations about Whitney Houston's older cousin, Dee Dee Warwick, aired. You'll just have to go and see what those allegations are, though I think someone has written about them in the paper, but I won't reveal those spoilers. Look, my guess is that this whole family still has a lot of soul-searching, healing, and time in the room of mirrors ahead of itself, despite supposedly airing everything in this documentary. Whilst this documentary does give us access to Whitney's living relatives, like her mother Sissy, her brothers, her management, hairdressers, makeup artists, and even Bobby Brown, you just get the feeling that most are either being evasive, in denial, or just not entirely truthful with their recollections of events in Whitney Houston's life.
In denial as in just don't want to admit that she had any problems leading up to her death?
Well, in denial about their own sort of responsibility as enablers or, you know, siphoners or just leeches, if you know what I mean. This documentary does give access to a lot more of Whitney Houston's performances and television interviews and family home movies, many of which do reveal, like, a woman who is struggling with something. You can see, despite the smile on her face, you know, there's obviously something going on inside there. And you can see she's very good at putting on a very public mask or a public face, but there's definitely some inner turmoil going on in there. And just like Nick Broomfield's documentary, MacDonald's Whitney doesn't feature an interview with Robin Crawford. Now, Robin Crawford was a very important person in Whitney Houston's life. She was Whitney Houston's best friend, in inverted commas, possibly her only friend, given that she has taken part in neither of these documentaries. She was her companion for almost 20 years. But any allegations or suggestions of Whitney Houston's homosexuality or bisexuality are quickly brushed aside by family members, with one brother going so far as to describe Whitney's involvement with Robin as evil, whilst all the while denying his own culpability as an influential older brother who enabled Whitney's drug use and was happy to keep riding the gravy train when it was pretty obvious that Whitney Houston's life was spiralling out of control and others, including Whitney's father John, were probably more interested in lining their own pockets than looking out for Whitney's best interests. Bobby Brown, there's a weird interview with Bobby Brown in this film. He's always flippant when he talks about his relationship with Whitney. It's really kind of odd, and even claims that drugs ultimately weren't responsible for her death. I mean, for crying out loud, the woman was found floating face down in a bath.
I'm pretty sure they decided that drugs had something to do with it.
I think the coroner might beg to differ with Bobby Brown's assessment. Anyway, look, Kevin MacDonald's Whitney, it offers some great 80s nostalgia when viewing the archival footage, but the less than candid interviews with family members and the lack of interview with Robin, who I think would really add something, really make it like little more than a companion piece to Nick Broomfield's film. And neither film still quite tells the whole story. So to steal a title from a Whitney Houston song, it's not right, but it's okay.
Oh, God. Thanks, Michael.
Pleasure.